BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, I am very excited about my new man bag that I took to the Ariana Grande gig. It says on it, and I'll tell you on the podcast, but it's a clear bag, which was the requirement for Ariana's gig.
I would say it's actually nothing to get excited about. However, it's like cheap thrills for you.
Funny Business is back. Also, we take a sweepstake for Dev on Strictly. Not how well he'll do in the competition, something else. And if you're trying to date at the moment, check your shoes. Went to see Ariana Grande last night.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of good things about it.
I mean, yes. Here's the thing, though. It really was good, but it's very hard to explain.
Right, so I was saying this to you, because I sort of missed out, because I wasn't there. And yet I'm seeing everyone's posts go up from it. Not just saying it was good, but they're having to use words. Well, like this one. I saw this one. This is everything. Have my heart. And then it was a video of last night. This other one I saw described her... It was like they didn't know how to say the words for it, so described her... Well, they put a picture of her and then put underneath, the queen of my sexual awakening.
Yeah. See, it's hard to explain because there's only so many ways of saying that something is really good. I have this problem all the time. So what you tend to do is do a really over-the-top description, but when you're in the moment, that's how you feel.
Yeah. I think it's a bit like when you put up the videos like you did on Instagram... So you put up your videos and at the time it feels really right. But then from the outside looking in, I mean, your video is pretty awful.
Oh, yeah. My video, I only did 2, 3 for that reason, because there are people, including some of my friends, I don't want to name them, Neil, who literally every gig he goes to.
Yes.
I mean, I may as well have gone to the concert. I'm literally tapping through your Insta story for an hour and I've seen the whole gig and no one's going to watch that back. And actually, if we follow you, we're just kind of poor quality. Having to watch it through your story.
Yeah, it's like you're not seeing enough for it to kind of mean anything, in the sense that I missed out yesterday and your 10-second video, it doesn't really add much.
Yeah, but just the way you say that you missed out means that obviously it did have some effect.
But you should have done a more emotional status, in my opinion.
No, because I've seen them and I don't agree with them. I was there with one of my girlfriends, a friend that's a girl, yeah. and she was like, oh God, I'm so confused. I want to be her, but also I fancy her, and also I'm in love with her.
And that's the kind of thing that goes up with the picture.
So maybe you've done one of these really over-the-top descriptions, not just for concerts, but anything that you thought that you've seen looks like great.
I did this with 5 Seconds of Summer. Do you remember? I went to go see them. I'll be honest, I had a couple of drinks and then afterwards I wrote one of the most emotional things. And then the problem was one of the bands retweeted it. And the issue I then had is the following morning I couldn't really delete it. It was too out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of meant it, but it was a bit over the top.
I'm seeing ones like there's one particular person that I follow that every time he sees something from like Drag Race, he goes, why did no one tell me this exists? I'm shaking. I mean, it's really over the top. But if you're one of those people, let us know on 81199. Right. I got more stuff about Ariana in a minute and just some of the people there that weren't listening.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Robert Mills.
So, at the Ariana show, right? Ariana Grande. You need to know this if you're going tonight or if you're going to some of the other dates. I know she's got Manchester coming up as well and Sheffield and a few
Birmingham.
Other places.
Yeah.
If you are going, there is a strict clear bag policy, which is totally the right thing to do, right? Mm. And on the email you get, and when you get the tickets, you get like really very clear instructions on what size the bag should be. And it has to be clear, okay? And you've really only got room in there for keys, wallet, phone, ID. I saw someone try to bring a Sainsbury's bag in yesterday. Not clear. Definitely orange and not see-through.
But still thought it would fly with the bag rules.
It says on there, clear bag. What part of that are you not understanding? Like, the instructions are so clear on there, but it's full airport security, right?
Yeah, but do you think some people just didn't read the bag thing and have just turned up holding a bag?
Yeah.
I never know what the rules are with all that, anyway.
I went to buy myself one from the shop that rhymes with Woots, and it's like a little one you can carry on a plane, so it's a clear bag.
Well, that's what I mean, so it's the same as the airport one.
Yeah, it says, clear for takeoff.
Yeah.
And actually, I quite like it. It's going to be my new little clutch bag now.
Yes, and absolutely perfect for the Ariana Grande gig.
Yeah.
Nice.
I saw people trying to take laptops in. How are you going to fit that in a freezer bag, hon? Seriously. And tablets? No, it's a small, clear bag if you're going over the next few weeks.
Radio 1!
Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hi, it's Donald here.
Hello, Donald, what's going on?
Just texted in yesterday after I heard you talking about your picture frame game, and I'm actually heading away to Ayanapa tomorrow with five of my mates, so I was wondering if you fancied taking the challenge to like an international level.
Oh, yes. Okay, so our listener, Matt, he sometimes goes into IKEA and replaces the random pictures of families and people you see in the frames, in the living rooms, with pictures of himself.
Yeah, and it is a brilliant idea in itself. But also, something that we've been considering for a while, that wouldn't it be great if we got people to just replace those old pictures that you see in pubs with pictures of us, Scott?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be lovely. And we'd find ourselves just in really random places.
Yeah, and then, like, people would tweet us, say, look at you in this pub in Leicester. Obviously, we wouldn't cause a nuisance to anybody, but, you know, just a little switcheroo of the photos there. No harm done.
Yeah, maybe you work in one of these pubs. And can even ask permission. But I just like the idea that we're in amongst it, in every pub.
So, Donald, where can you see these photos going?
There's supposed to be a cracking Scottish pub over there. I think it's called Craig's Bar.
When are you going?
Going tomorrow, flying out tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So.
Well, I think maybe, you know, when you get there, just scope it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've got loads of options over there thinking about it. You've got Craig's Bar, haven't you? Of course, Paddy's.
Yep.
There's Pirates, Ambassador's Bar, a bit more classy that one, but still I'm sure they'd light the photo up.
If we were to give you some to print off and take with you, would that be cool?
Yeah, no, sounds great. We'll make it a bit of a challenge, I think, and see how many we can do over the week.
Well, here's the good news. If you look at either me or Chris's Instagram, right there are some photos of us that you could use, took earlier this morning. Now, you've got a choice. There is one of us on a park bench, just chatting away and pretending to find each other funny.
Yeah, sounds good.
Also, we've got another one of us staring into the distance, like Titanic style. Or if none of those float yours, then we've got one of us at the urinal downstairs, just kind of at the urinal, zips open, but looking back towards the camera, like over the shoulder.
Yeah, a little over the shoulder if you're a fan of that. But we had to kind of work with what we've got here. There's not loads of locations and stuff. So they're your options. You can go get them.
We'll print off a few of each and see if they fit into the aesthetics.
Perfect. Okay. We've got someone else here who's willing to print off some photos of us and put them in photo frames instead of the existing pictures that are already in there. Who's that, please?
Hi, it's Dave.
So you're up for this, are you?
I work in a bar at a football club, and we want to put your photo up. We were looking at A3 size, but we went last night and assessed the area, and we think we can go poster size now.
Wow, okay. And will these be new frames or existing photos that we're replacing?
We've got a poster-sized frame that's already up.
Yeah.
So we'll just remove existing photo that's in there and put yours inside it. That's
this is brilliant. Perfect, yeah.
Nothing sneaky about it, though, just straight up there.
Straight in.
Yeah, fine, it all counts.
So you work at this place, do you?
Yes, I'm the bar supervisor, yep.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and how many football teams use it?
There's 24 football teams ranging from under sevens all the way up to adults.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what picture's going to be the most appropriate for you there. I'm not sure, like, poster size us in the urinals is the look you want behind your bar, is it?
Well, I did look last night and I saw there's one of you both in football shirts.
Oh, yeah, but also we've done new ones, especially for this, Dave.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll get one of them.
If you go to Radio 1 Socials, you will see three various options. One of us sat on a park bench. One of us staring into the distance like Titanic. One of us over the shoulder at the urinals.
I think the urinals one, I think.
Yeah, maybe not suitable for everyone.
But the the football one that you've seen, it's a nice idea because obviously you're a football club. I mean, you could just grab that one. But Scott, I mean, I mean this with the utmost respect. You were in a different time then. Do you know what I mean? It's probably not your most flattering, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying you know, you're bit fitter now, aren't you?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
I would go a little bit mooby, maybe.
Yeah, I would go with the with these new ones more. Actually,
I mean that,
Dave,
with the utmost respect.
No,
as
of course.
Well. I'm just thinking poster size.
Absolutely, I get it.
And it'll be under our. We've got a big logo above this board, Blaby and Weston logo. So you'll be right underneath that as well. So everyone will see the you underneath the club's logo as well.
Sweet.
If you do go for the mooby one though, maybe do what I've seen in some places. It's proper like ho. Put a load of peanuts, packets of peanuts over it, and then slowly people order the peanuts and it reveals.
Oh! All right, let us know and send us photos.
Yes, we'll do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking to my mate last night.
Mm.
Here's something that you may not have thought about before. You know, obviously, like, you've tried to, I would say in the last couple of years, you've really tried to, like, smarten yourself up, you know?
Oh, thank you.
No, but, like, you get, like, a good haircut now, and your clothes, you've made more of an effort with
your
clothes.
Yeah, I think everyone's made a huge effort with me. I think you and Rhea have put a huge amount of time and effort into trying to make me look more
wife.
Acceptable.
Yeah, and you wash them now and everything, it's all good. But I was talking to my mate last night, and this is something you might not have thought about. Obviously, you don't need to worry because you're married. She was saying the first time she looks at someone, if she fancies them, she will then, the next thing, will go, he'll be like, oh, okay, he's quite fit. Next thing, we'll look down at their shoes.
Shoes, yep. I know, I've heard this from a number of people.
Right, so if their shoes are terrible, it's a no.
Yeah, my best mate Dougsy, his sister is exactly that. You can be as good looking as you like above the foot, but if the shoes aren't right, you're not going anywhere further on the date.
No. I remember I dated someone once and he was like, I was a bit put off. Well, this is afterwards. I was a bit put off at first because your shoes were bad. And, I mean, generally my shoes are good. I was obviously just having a bad day.
But I think it's because it represents something else. Because ultimately shoes can be changed very easy. If you're going to change one thing about anybody, it could be their shoes.
But what is a bad shoe?
Well, what they're saying, I think the idea is if the shoes are dirty or stuff like that, it's like, well, what else is...
Yeah. And obviously Crocs, that, like,
you know what
goes
I mean.
Without saying. Because why would you? If anyone else has had this before, or if it's an absolute deal breaker for you, let me know.
BBC
Radio
1. Scott Robert Mills.
Hi, this is Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. I've never even realised until our producer was going, I love cheap thrills, and that's what they're shouting. I never
really?
Knew that. Is that what they're saying?
What did you think they were shouting? You're normally quite observant with these things.
Yeah, I am. I normally listen to the lyrics, but that's only just... I just thought they were going, nah, 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 nah. But they're actually saying, I love cheap thrills.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that. That's weird. I've played that a lot. Sia and Sean Paul on Radio 1. Don't look at me like that. You didn't even know that Calvin Harris was singing on his own songs until recently, the early ones. Okay. Tune of the week from Eve, Iconopop and Afrojack coming up. Afrojack head. It's a great song. Also, Juice WRLD and Sam Fender. Now it's time for Funny Business. You first today, I think.
Okay.
I've got a good company here for you. Obviously, you don't know who you're going to call. I do, and it's a funny name, so try
no
not to laugh.
No laughing.
Okay. Ready.
Good afternoon, Kent Ragosh.
Good afternoon. Sorry, just to check I've got the right number. Who am I calling?
You're calling Kent Rugwash?
Incredible. Kent...
What is that?
Kent, sorry. Kent Rugwash.
Yep.
Does that make you a rug washer?
Indeed it does.
Wow. And...
I wash rugs.
And what kind of rugs are we talking here? Is this just like any rug around the house or...
No. It's a specialist company. We're an equine company, so we wash horse rugs.
So what part of the horse is the rug?
Sorry?
What part of the horse is the rug?
Well, horses wear rugs at various times of the year to keep them warm in the stable.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. So like horse coats?
Yeah, basically.
How many... Kent rugs do you wash a day?
Well, it depends. Some days more than others. It's very seasonal. At the moment, we're quite busy. So today, I think I've probably washed about 15 rugs and about 25 saddle cloths. So that's what a horse wears underneath their saddle when you ride them.
You've been touching a lot of saddle cloth, haven't you?
I have.
Well, look, it's lovely to speak to you. And to be honest, I was just calling because I thought your business had an amazing name.
Well, cool. Thank you.
And I don't know when I'm ever going to use a Kent rug wash, but you never know. Depends how things pan out.
Yeah, if you ever get into horses, you know, you can always give us a call and we'll come and wash your rugs for you.
Amazing. It's funny you say that, getting into horses, because I don't really know where that all starts. It's never been something very present in my life. But occasionally I speak to people who are into horses, as you put it. At what point should I be getting into horses, or like what would you say about that?
It's any time. I mean, people start at beyond 60.
Yeah, you got me thinking, just because I've never actually considered it. I hear of other people on horseback, occasionally speak to people that are into the horses, but actually it could be a new thing for me. It's worth thinking about.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic sport.
It's really nice to speak to you, and if I ever need my horse rug washed, I'll give you a call. Cheers, mate.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Cheers, then. Bye. Kent Rug Wash there. Good name. Right.
Okay.
Your go.
Here we go, then. I'm ready.
Hello, Noshers.
Who's that?
Hello, Noshers. Can I help you?
Noshers?
Yes. How can I help?
You can help by possibly, if you don't mind telling me, what your company does.
We're a delicatessen, Coaster Star Foods. How can I help, sir?
I just was fascinated by your name. I was not really calling for any other reason.
Right, okay.
Do you get many calls like me?
No, we don't. Can I help you with anything, or...?
Yeah, you keep asking that. I don't think you really can, but it's really nice to speak to you. I thought more people would ring up and go, why are you called Noshers? Maybe it's just my mind.
I suspect it is. It's to nosh, so if you think of it in that respect, it's the nosho food.
Yeah.
There you go.
And is it posh nosh you do, or...?
We do like a Jewish-style food, but we specialise in smoked salmon as well. So we do a lot of smoked salmon.
Your bagels.
Kosher-style foods, bagels.
Your cream cheese.
There you go. See, you've got it. You've got it. You know exactly what we do.
I know exactly what the noshers do now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your help.
No problem at all.
Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy that one.
Yeah, I did.
Noshers. For once, you didn't seem to be able to know what to ask.
No.
It's like you run out of questions.
I was out from the very beginning. I think the reason is because I had that Richard Madeley clip from Inuna Bingo in my head.
Well,
every time I think of that word, I think of Richard.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Good funny business today. Thanks, guys. Hello, Ashley, who says, Scott and Chris, thank you for keeping me company in the afternoons. PhD writing days are so much better with you guys on. Thanks.
Oh, it's long, and there's so many people that have to do work, projects, all of that, and it goes on and on and on. So at least we could be with you for that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, thank you for making us your soundtrack today.
The Radio 1 Indie Show with...
But by the way, I've got a PhD.
You
have? Huh? No, you haven't. You haven't got a PhD.
I've got an honorary degree. You see, I'm just fascinated by all the different jobs that people do while listening to Radio 1 and to our show. This person says, thanks for keeping me company every day while I do my makeup for work. I don't know your name. I'm a flying trapeze artist currently working in Spain.
Yes.
And you're the only English guys I hear all day at the moment. We've got Bet serving ice creams to her customers in Cleethorpes. We've got Nick in the woods, been listening to us in the middle of a forest for 5 years now every day. Kate in Leamington Spa is needle phobic, but is currently giving blood, and we're calming her down. We've got
all the lifeguards.
Yeah, all the lifeguards.
In Hale, Cornwall.
Oh, they have us blaring across the beach in Hale, Cornwall every day. And Sam in Colchester, who has us on every day in the dry cleaners.
Radio 1.
Bangers is next. So today is the day that Dev, our very own Dev from Radio 1, starts Strictly rehearsals properly. So it's the day today where they meet all the professional dancers, and then the producers look at who might be suitable for who.
Right, well, talk me through this process, because I wasn't sure. The way it seems to be announced is that the dancers and the celebrities, it kind of gets revealed, and then the dancer goes, oh, it was exactly the celebrity that I hoped to, and there's always all these lies and stuff like that.
No, generally, in my experience, I did actually... I got on really, really well with Joanne, who was my dancer at the time. and they did put us together. So that was real.
So you would have been disappointed if you got anyone else?
A little bit, yeah. Being honest.
Not sure you are.
No, I am. I totally am. And like, she was the one I had the most fun with out of everyone.
Okay, but that's from these training days. They do these at the moment, and then at some point it gets revealed who's with who, yeah? All have a go on each other.
Yeah, you actually do. You have to do an awkward step-to-step, like sidestep dance with everybody. Like with all... I had to dance with every single one of the females.
Right, and then they go, switch.
Yeah, and it is like that.
And was it just with the females?
Yeah.
Oh, you see... Okay.
So to see who your partner's going to be.
Right.
So, and the producers are filming it, and they're watching, and they're like, nah, she's too tall for him.
So what are they looking for? What did they see with you and Joanne?
A bit of a spark, and it has to be the right height difference.
A bit of chemistry.
And a bit of chemistry. I mean, there was a girl on my year, Natalie Lowe, who was way tall. She was never going to be paired with me. I'm short.
Yeah.
It would look ridiculous. So that there's a lot of things at play. Anyway, Dev is meeting the Strictly pros along with the rest of this year's Strictly cast today. I'd like us all to have a sweepstake, please. All it involves is for you to choose a date. Get involved on 81199. Here's what it is. Let's all choose a date where we first see a picture of Dev with a dancer.
Okay. What are the rules on this? Does it have to be that the shows are already started, or can the date be before?
It can be any time from now, because today is the day they meet the pros. Okay, so, you know, like Dev stepping out with one of the dancers.
20th of August. I'm going to go... Oh, it's tricky. Well, where are you going?
Right, bear in mind we know Dev. So I'm going... hang on, let's have a look. I'm going... 1st of September.
Okay, I'm going to give it slightly longer than that. I'm going to go 15th of September.
Okay.
I'm going to put that in my diary.
We need to write all these down to remember, okay? And Sophie, what are you saying?
I'm going to say week today.
A week today?
Which
yeah.
is?
The 27th of August.
I mean, that's quick, but then so is he.
He is, and I say it now, he's going to win the show.
Right, very competitive, and we love him very much. Dev, the best of luck. Okay, we will come back to these sweepstakes at a later date, or whenever it happens. Scott Mills here. Let's play Juice WRLD. People are actually being more specific about who he's going to snog now as well. We don't know that.
I agree with most of them.
Dev snogging Katia, Camden Town, 10th of September. Shout out 193 for sending that one in. Oh, here we go. Hannah in Hertfordshire says, 7th of September, putting in my phone calendar now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And this is Stuart. Hey, Stuart.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
I know you've been trying to get on for ages, so welcome to the world of bangers.
Thank you very much. At last.
What do you do?
I'm a door fitter.
Casually fitting a door there?
Yep.
Do you love your job?
Love my job. And we have a little saying, we have a little slogan in our company, is like, everything that goes up and down, in and out, side to side, we will do it, Scott.
Well, that's a great motto to have in life, generally, as well as it works.
Fittest door?
Yes. Pardon?
Fittest door?
The fittest door?
Yeah.
I don't know, we like to do, yeah, well, it is a rip, really, isn't it?
But, I don't know what I'm asking, is it the best door out there? Bigger the better, yeah.
Yeah, the bigger the better.
Have you ever been to Downing Street and seen the door on number 10?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
It's a cracking door.
I haven't been that lucky.
Good door, mate.
Nice hinges.
Yeah, is there any door that you look at and go, that's a fit door, no?
Just basically any door I walk through, really, they all look good to me.
Okay.
Name of the knocker.
Don't really think about it myself. Okay, let's have your views on the Dev sweepstake. When will he be pictured with the dancer? Let's have your date, please. Write it down.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is soon.
Let's get it done early.
Right, okay, but he is meeting up with the Strictly Pro dancers today, so it could be tomorrow. Stuart, we've got your answer.
Well, you're talking about just getting a photo papped, and you've got to think there's a lot of interest already, isn't there? So, yeah, it could happen any time.
I think it will be tomorrow, definitely. Get it done nice and early.
We've given him the idea now as well, really, so probably not helped him.
All right, so this is what I've got for you today on the bangers.
Yes, we're liking this one, Scott.
Yep. David Guetta, Sexy Chick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Tune. All right, my banger today. We did candlelight versions of songs. I heard this, thought we need to do the full thing. So my banger choice is this.
Oh, Chris. Another great tune.
I mean, this could be good. This is Cascada, Every Time We Touch.
Okay. I actually want yours to be picked.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. But if that's what you want, Scott, and it is your show...
It's your choice.
Let's go with Chris.
Yes, I agree.
They're both great tunes.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream.
Hi, Russell Kane here, the host of Evil Genius, the show where we take your heroes from history and decide were they more evil or genius. Guess what? Thatcher was all right. Einstein. Yeah, okay, he was quite a clever person, but he also developed a bomb that nearly wiped out humanity. Oh yeah, and he was a misogynist as well. Download this podcast on BBC Sounds and take it with you wherever you want.
I'm about to blow your mind again. Mind blown. Loads of people think that's the original version of that song. It's not. It's an old country track.
See, I never questioned it. Didn't know that.
It's a bit like Joel Corry's Sorry, which everyone loves at the moment. That's an old tune from like 10 years ago, an old garage tune.
Yeah, obviously know that.
Yeah, once again, producer Will actually audibly went, eh?
Well, I told you that one and your mind was blown.
Mine was blown.
Blown up.
I'll find
but
you the original.
Country one, yeah. I didn't know about.
Yeah. Right, here we go then. Listen to this.
Wow. It's mind blowing. It also mad to think that this is like what my parents were well into back then.
100%.
My grandparents, not sure. But their minds must be... when they hear Cascada.
Yeah, it was like... What's this version? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Potentially on the 10 o'clock news tonight, that news.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rewind, going back a bit to earlier in the show. We were talking about how shoes are more important than you think when you're trying to date. And Claire is here to tell us exactly why that is true. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Now, a lot of people aren't going to agree with what you've done, Claire, but you've done it, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I just couldn't handle it. It just disgusted me too much.
Go on.
So, I basically had two instances. The first one was about 10 years ago, and I turn up to a bar, and the guy is literally wearing bowling shoes. And apparently that's what he wants to wear. That is his shoe of choice, is bowling shoes.
Well, not actual bowling shoes. They just look like...
Yeah, no actual bowling shoes. I thought we were going on a bowling date, but apparently he just wears bowling
shoes. I mean,
shoes.
That is a bit weird. I mean, that's not normal, is it? That's kind of like something... Bizarre. That's a statement there.
Also, bowling shoes. Hey! They're not on anymore.
Yeah. Which makes me think then he was wearing it for effect.
Yeah, I think that was just his thing. And then the second one was really recently. It was at the start of the year, and there was this guy that just constantly wore walking shoes. And we even went on romantic dates to Italian restaurants, and he made sure every time that even though I was in a dress and heels, he wore his walking shoes for every single date.
What, you mean like hiking boots?
Yes, hiking, literally like ankle-length hiking boots. That was his shoe of choice as well. And there was no way that I could go on another date with this man.
Okay.
It was horrible.
So you dumped them both?
Yeah, dumped them both.
Just because of shoes?
Yeah, both because of shoes. There's no way I'm going to go on another date with them like that.
What I'm struggling to understand, and this is probably where I've gone wrong in the past, is what is it about the shoes that is so important? And I think what most people seem to be saying is that If your shoes are untidy and you haven't made much of an effort with your shoes, what else haven't you made an effort with, or what won't you make an effort with in future?
No, but it's the style of shoe as well. Am I right, Claire?
Yeah, I think it's just one, not having any style, and that being a little bit embarrassing. I want someone who is going to dress up a little bit when we go out somewhere. But it's also, yeah, you're not making any effort if you're just turning up in bowling shoes or walking boots to a nice restaurant.
Like, Chris, if you want to date me and you're wearing some Clark slip-ons, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but what if they're clean? What if they're clean Clarks?
No, really not.
We're just saying it's just a bit weird to be wearing slip-ons.
Also, don't turn up in patent leather shoes.
I don't know what that is.
You'll be off.
Scott Mills.
Rach, tell me about that kayak trip that time.
Hiya. Basically, I went on a school trip kayaking, and this lad was there asking me on a date. So I said, yeah, why not? He looks cute. Anyway, so he picks me up, and I looked down at him, and I'm like, nah, mate. I said, if you want to carry on going on this date with me, then we're going to the shops to buy you a new pair of shoes.
Slightly confused about your story here. When you say picked you up, do you mean picked you up in the kayak?
Oh, no, sorry, no. This was the day after, because we were on a school trip.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I had visions of this guy turning up in a kayak, like, hey.
Yeah.
I bet, though, first of all, you thought he was fit because you couldn't see his feet because he was in the kayak.
Good point.
Exactly, and he had those silly little shoes that you wear when you go in the sea.
Silly little shoes, flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, then.
Great description. Silly little shoes.
Can I ask, the offending shoes, what do they look like? The ones that you were like, nah, mate.
Oh, my goodness me. They were awful. So they were the most tattiest old shoes you've ever seen in your life. They were Kappas. Like, who?
Yeah. And even though that's kind of back now, but yeah, he should have kept them.
Yeah. And I was like, no, mate, you need some Nike Air Maxi.
No, mate.
Lorraine thinks this is disgusting behaviour, don't you?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, say no more.
Yeah? Are you going to say anything more, Lorraine?
No, I don't agree. I don't think shoes are a deal breaker.
I agree with you.
Robin Darby, thanks for that. Robin Darby went to a mate's birthday once, met a girl, got chatting, liked his shoes, exchanged numbers. But then before she went on a date with him, before she agreed to, she wanted to know and see pictures of his three best pairs of shoes. Camel Fat, Jake Berg and Be Someone on Radio 1. The new Ava Max track is... I think... See, I've run out of things of...
Yeah, well, this is what we were saying earlier. It's hard to describe something so good.
I mean, we say that things are good a lot. So I've run out. Amazing, incredible, magnificent, wonderful.
Life-affirming.
Yeah. I was screaming the first time I heard it. I wasn't. But you know what I mean. Ava Max, it's very good is what I'm saying. New track, Torn. I'm going to play for you in a minute. So at the moment, we're trying to get us in photo frames everywhere. So have you seen, you know, like an empty frame in your local pub? Or it's got a picture of some randoms in it. Or maybe your nearest IKEA or furniture shop. Or your nan's house.
Yeah, well, can we up this? Can we say even if you've got loads of family pictures in your house, you know, one of them can just be replaced with a picture of us two?
If you go on Radio 1 Twitter, save and print one of those lovely pictures, the wholesome pictures of us. You've got one of us on a balcony. You've got one of us laughing on a park bench. And one of us at the urinals looking back to camera. Also on the Radio 1 Insta right now. And you can just replace the old photos with pictures of us. Zoe's done it already. Thanks so much, Zoe. This is Zoe Bartlett. She's like, spot it, on the office door at work. So there's loads of pictures from her workplace and we're right there in the middle on a park bench. Yes, Zoe, that's what we want. I think Rich can help us out as well. What have you got for me, Rich?
So, yeah, I'm an area manager for a pub company. So I've got about 20-odd pubs, which I look after. And I'm thinking, as a challenge, if I can get Scott and Chris in every single pub that I look after, I think it'd be hilarious.
So yes. Your pubs do have the photos, do they, in the frames?
Yeah, there's what's the best way to describe it? Eclectic things on the walls and shelves, and it's all those types of pubs.
Okay, yeah. Are the pubs all over the UK, or...?
Yeah, there's over 800 in total.
And you look after 20 of them?
Yeah, but I can go up to about 50, depending how far afield I want to.
50 pubs?
Come on, Rich. Rich, you can make this your mission. This is good.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how can I make this into something bigger? And I thought, if I could do that, take a snap of it, upload it to Twitter, tag you guys in it.
Yeah. We're gonna be getting pictures of these all over the UK of us in frames. That's what we want. All right, check Radio 1's socials. Get printing, Rich, and we look forward to your work.
Oh, I will do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a midweek bumbaleo, shall we? Tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.